We are on, my friends.
We're on.
So let me just tell you, start off by telling you that I have been hooked on this song. Hooked on this song. Now, it's not Sting. No, it's P. Diddy.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
You've never heard this song.
I heard. Oh, yeah. I have been listening to this nonstop. Bro. Of course I've heard this song.
You
of
know,
course.
Bro, if they ever find our podcast,
they can't.
Now we can never make any money because we were planning on making a lot of money off this podcast. Now we can never make money
really?
Off this podcast because you played that song.
Seriously?
They'll claim everything off this episode, man. Oh. Now we're broke.
Oh, great.
See, we talked about last episode, you being a terrible rich person.
Yeah.
You just proved it.
I just proved it. I don't know what it is. But hey, guys, welcome to the podcast.
It's a good song, though.
It is a great song.
Good song, though.
I love the beat. You know, the Sting Police. Mm-hmm. Every step you take, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
I just like the picture you just driving around, like windows down, shades on.
Seriously.
Just blasting that Asher in the passenger seat.
Seriously. We need to hear that again, right? Don't we? I feel like we need to
change the, like, this is the new theme of
look
new
at this.
Podcast.
It just feels so good. Song. So good. I wish you could see what I'm doing right now. This is so good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. All right, let's just take this in.
Mm. Let's see. Okay. All right, let's shut this. Let's have some meaningful conversations.
All right. Okay. That's about as meaningful as I think we're going to get to today.
Oh, gosh. Then I'm so sorry you're listening to this podcast, guys. Welcome to the Name Fossil Podcast, where we talk about nothing much.
Just what our favorite songs are, favorite coffee. Right now, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking. It's called Stolen Coffee. Stolen Coffee.
Where do you get that? It's
Stolen Coffee from the podcast studio place.
That no one knows. Don't tell them. They'll kick us out of here.
Yes. I took some coffee from them. But hey, let's talk about the art of learning.
Ooh.
Yeah, the art of learning.
Art of learning.
So recently I've been, I went back to painting, drawing. Mm-hmm. And if you follow me on Instagram or some kind of social media, you've probably seen some pics. And you know, Vinny, obviously, yeah. Fellow artist. You know, one of the things that I've realized that based on some of the conversations we've had about reclaiming. I mean, you know, the art of reclaiming things, like mm-hmm. taking back what you used to do, what you were before, or reclaiming your life. We've been having that conversation at Mosaic, but even on this podcast a little bit. Anyways, all that to say, I started doing some artwork, and I realized I, for the longest time, never really called myself an artist.
Hmm.
Like, I would never say I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would call myself an author. But I've written one book.
Two.
I've read two books. yeah,
it's
but
total, written, not just like this year or this week. Total.
Total. Nice. Total. But you know, it all. Yeah. Anyway, so, and I mean, there were two chapters of the Bible, but that's about it. But yeah, so I would more likely call myself an author, even though I wrote one book with the help of another with a writer. Then I could call myself an artist.
Really?
Yeah. And so going back to painting and sketching, I've been doing a series of works. You've seen mm-hmm. them. And anyways, I just realized I need to reclaim this idea of I'm an artist.
Hmm.
I'm an artist. And it's so hard for me to acknowledge that. In fact, I still have a hard time saying it. I don't know. Maybe it's just a personal thing. But I had to I went back and on my Instagram profile, you know, people write all kinds of things. And I never wrote artist.
Yeah, I always wondered why you never had that in there. And I've always even in mind, like, kind of thought, like, what do I put in here? Because I do like several things.
Right.
But I've always had artist in there. But I'm like, does it need to be the first thing? Does it need to be the
right.
third thing?
Mine was never in there. And so since I've started painting and drawing, I realized I had not done the amount of consistent work or produced consistent work, dude, since college.
I know. I texted you the other night and I was like, man, Like, we have the baby, right. And I'm like, I feel like I'm in a funk right now because I can't create. Like, I don't have my studio anymore. I'm just, like, working from the corner of the living room. Like, anytime I have to use, like, my airbrush, like, I run outside onto the porch and, like, set up, like, a tarp and, like, just Lindy's like, ah, just leave him alone. He'll be back in covered in paint in about 20 minutes. And it's just, like, I'm in a funk. And yeah. Then you're like, dude, I was in a funk for, like, 20 years.
Right, right. So. Yeah, I mean, anyways, going back to art has kind of got me thinking about this art of really learning, because as I'm drawing and I've realized that now I'm learning mm-hmm. what I've forgotten, but I'm also learning what I don't know, and I'm also learning what I thought I knew. Like, I mean, I know this is visual art, this is painting, this is about colors and color mixing mm-hmm. and brush strokes and what kind of brushes works best for what kind of mm-hmm. texture. And so I'm learning all of those things. And so my artwork in the beginning is just like, I'm just experimenting. Mm-hmm. And so my experimental works have turned into some pretty decent mm-hmm. works. And which I'm hoping to do a show pretty soon. But as I begin to process that, I realize I think we need to have a conversation about what does that even look like. I think this art of learning is really an art, and it's identifying what not all the things you don't know, but all the things that you've really forgotten, and all the things you just thought you knew, because in life there's so many things that we. Move through life, and we learn. We're constantly picking up things and values, ideas, methods, habits, and so we're moving forward in life, and we're learning all these new things. But when you stop and go, okay, where's my life going? What am I really up to? What is the purpose of my life? What am I doing to intentionally create the life I want? Or what does it even look like to be? Led by God, Spirit. You know, what does it mean to now realign my life to the will of God? To things spiritual. What does that even look like? And it's all about this idea of learning. I mean, learning to know what you have forgotten. Learning to realize there are a lot of things you don't know. Learning to know things that you thought you actually did know, but in fact you did not know. And then what does it mean to be what does it mean to be led by God? Like, how do you learn to be led by God? Because even there, I think, I don't know, people's journeys, but I know for me, having, 20 plus years into my walk with Jesus, there's things I've forgotten, it seems like, and also things I thought I knew, but I just did not know. And obviously, there's a lot of things I just don't know.
Obviously. You painting, man, is a lot more than just painting. it's yeah. funny. You just like, I'm sitting here, you're saying all that. I'm like, oh, yeah. And like, if you were to be like, so what are you painting for? And I'm like, I mean, I just wanted to see that pair of Jordan in a blue colorway that I've never seen before.
Right. Oh, man. I mean, literally, I don't know what's going on, but like, so.
You're wrapped up in this, man.
I am. And honestly, I feel like when I sit down and start sketching or painting or whatever, mm-hmm. I get lost in it.
Yeah.
Like, in a little bit. I get in, like, it's like not a trance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a trance.
Yeah.
And I think you've know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's...
But mine's, I guess, a little more trippier.
You are like, yeah, I don't even... You're like a different form of like, I don't know, like paint fumes that you're working
there's
with.
There's no paint fumes. There's no paint fumes. There's no CBD. There's no weed involved. Just so you know.
But no, it is inspirational to see that... that you can, people have asked, like, art's kind of like riding a bike. Like, you never lose it. But with me, I like to, like, have, like, real technical paintings. So, like, I get like really high into like the detail and like super realistic stuff. I guess like when I do like portraiture or like, you know, things like that. Like even when, like my most recent show with like the NBA All-Star show.
Which was great.
Thanks. But it was super high like photorealistic paintings.
Right, right, it was.
And so like for me, I think I get into a different trance where like hours, like if I'm like, I'll like work on a nose for like 3 hours in a painting.
Right. I, yeah.
And like, then I'll come out of it and be like, where did this time just go? Whereas you're like just submerged in this like creative process. Like I can kind of like see like where mine's going to go. And I love watching your stories because I don't even think you know half the time where your painting's going to end up.
Oh, I never know. Yeah. I absolutely.
And I like that because I don't do that. I don't like to do that necessarily. Like,
right.
I can do that, but like my tendency is to like paint.
Yeah.
Like what I'm seeing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, everybody's different. I think though, like, you know, as I think about, you know, what does this conversation have to do with real life? You know, as people are listening to this podcast, maybe on their drive home on a Friday, right?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah, and you know, regardless, like when you're listening to this, like how does it make sense to real life? I think it's really the art of learning. It's this idea of like growth, like having not just spiritual growth, obviously, which is super important, but just growing as a person. And a lot of us can go, well, growing as a person for me requires me to do X, Y, Z. And so here's a list of things I do not know, or a list of things I want to get better at, or a list of things I know that I should know, or as a list of things that the people that are ahead of me know that I should probably know. So there's all kinds of lists. There's all kinds of like, this is the stuff I need to, this is the skill I need to learn. This is the thing I need to do. And I get that because you got to have a period in your life when it comes to, you know, regardless of art, regardless of the field you're in, there's certain skills or principles you have to master. And I feel like, and you kind of know this, I would think, is like once you master those skills, you can break them. Like once you really know the rules, you are allowed to break the rules. It's like artwork. Like, you know, you can see a painting and you're like, okay, that makes no sense. And I think my 2-year-old made that. And then you go, it went for $1 million.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now? How did that happen? And so when you look at the artist, when you look at the person who actually made it, and you see the other work, they're like, oh, they all know, they know the rules.
Right.
Like they actually are really good.
Yeah.
But now they have liberty to experiment and liberty to create something that other people might think that, oh, they're breaking all the rules, number one, and it doesn't make any sense. But then people who really know, they go, no, this is very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I think life is like that. I think like some of us, we need to know the rules when it comes to like, hey, these are some of the things you just need to know when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like being a kind person is one of those things like, not that you can break that rule, but kindness looks very differently.
Mm-hmm.
Once you just know that internally you're a kind person. And so then you don't go, no, I do kind things. No. You're a kind person. And so it's like, I do loving things. No, you're a loving person. And so when you're a loving person and when you're a kind person, the expressions of kindness and love are very different. You can kind of, you can say some things that are not very kind in a very loving way to the person you have built a relationship with.
Yeah. So it's almost like you're an artist. You don't just make art.
Right. Right. And so like recently I had a conversation with this person. They were like, you know, I have a friend and I want to pray for this friend of mine about some things. And this person's not really on the same wavelength in terms of faith as I am. And I don't know what to do. And I just really want to just pray for this person for a particular thing, you know. And it was they were talking about supernatural stuff, right? And they're like, what do I do? What do I need to know right? What do I need to know? What do I need to say to this person? Can you give me some tips? Give me some ideas about it? And how do I do this? So this is a very interesting thing. Like, how do you have a conversation with a person that's not on the, that you love? Mm-hmm. And how do you, if you're a follower of Jesus and you're like, you believe in supernatural things and you believe in praying for people, how do you go to a person that goes, that doesn't really believe, is not really interested, mm-hmm. but you go, hey, I don't want to make this awkward, but I really want to I want to pray over you. Mm-hmm. Not just pray for you when you're not around. Right.
Right now,
I want to have a moment of prayer with you. Mm-hmm. How do I do that?
Yeah.
And this person was saying, you know, how do I do that when this person doesn't really believe? And they don't believe in the faith I believe in. And will it even work if they don't believe?
Yeah.
So that's really interesting, right? And because it, how does that spiritual, how does it work? Mm-hmm. I started explaining like that, and you know this.
Say to that?
What do I say to that? Yeah, I know. What did I say to that? I said a lot of things. I hope it made sense. This is the gist of what I said, is that that you know, faith and trust are two different things when it comes to spirituality in the context of like Jesus and praying for miracles and things like that. So in the stories of Jesus where Jesus starts healing people, you know, people are healed and some passages talk about because of the faith of so-and-so mm-hmm. or because of their faith.
Right.
And there are some passages that go, that say like Jesus did not heal anybody because of their lack of faith. Mm-hmm. And so it can get really confusing.
Yeah,
and then I get it. I get the pressure of like, okay, so what do I need to know? Mm-hmm. What do I need to do the right things to get what I want? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And if the other person does not even believe, so that's not even going to work. And so all of that came to like a head when I was having this conversation with this person.
Okay.
And so the best way I could explain it is like what I mentioned, the difference between trust and faith. And I told this person, I said, so the person you're going to, they don't need to believe. They don't need to believe all the things that Jesus can do for Jesus to do the things he wants to do
right.
and can do it for them. Because that's true of us. Like the amount of things that God wants to do for us, we don't even believe, but yet he mm-hmm. does. Like the grace he gives us, the kindness he gives us, the miracles he allows us to experience, it's not based on our faith.
Right.
It's more.
Yeah.
It's always more.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between faith. I said when it comes to interpersonal relationships, what really matters is trust. You see, the reason why some people don't receive prayers from certain people, it's not because they don't believe in God, they just don't trust the person. Mm. And so I said, in times where Jesus did not heal or could not heal or whatever, however you want to phrase that, I wonder if that was the case. It's not that they didn't believe that God could do supernatural things. Of course God could do supernatural things. They just didn't trust Jesus. Mm. And so that's why it's so important to go, when it comes to even knowing and learning things that I need to know about praying for people to receive a miracle, you don't even know what you need to know. See, people go, no, I need to know, what do I need to tell this person that they would believe? But really, it's not that. It's like, no, what you really need to learn, what you really need to know is, does this person trust you? Mm-hmm. And if the person trusts you, then we can move forward.
Yeah.
But if they don't even trust you, then it doesn't matter.
Game over.
And so I think that's what is a great example of like thinking, hey, I need to know these things, but actually, no, you're not. You don't need to know this. You need to know this. Mm-hmm. I said, so at the end of the conversation, I said, you don't need to know how to pray for your friend. What you really need to know is this friend trust you?
Yeah.
And that's really the question.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It just, to wrap up here, it reminds me of, you know, what we close Mosaic each service with, like, you know, God can do immeasurably more. And it's like, not just immeasurably more, but more than we can ask or imagine.
Right.
And when you think about that, like when I first, you know, read that, it was God can do immeasurably more. Like he can just do more. He can do more. But more than immeasurably more than I can ask or imagine is like I cannot even fathom, no matter how much I believe that he can do it, no matter how much I have faith,
right, right,
he can do more. So like it's not just more than what I it's not he can do immeasurably more than what I deserve. It's more than I ask or imagine. And I can imagine some pretty crazy things, right. I think God can do. So the fact that he, you know, his word says he could do immeasurably more than what my cap of my imagination is, like that's
right
crazy amount. And yeah. So it's like what you're saying, you know, even if like who are we to say that person doesn't think God can do this, because there's things that God can do that we don't think he can do.
Right.
Because we just don't have the capacity to do it.
Yeah. Like, you know, the verse you were talking about in Ephesians, there's a translation called the Passion Translation mm-hmm. that I'm really, you know,
passionate about.
Yes. Passionate about right now. It's a really cool translation, but it's only the New Testament.
Okay.
They haven't translated the Old Testament, but it reads like this. It says, verse 20, it says, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest requests, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. For his miraculous power constantly energizes you.
Hmm.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Way of thinking it. And so I think like the encouragement here is, you know, for you guys who are listening, like when it comes to learning, I think, yes, we need to have like, hey, these are lists of things I need to know. This is a list of things I need to get better at. But I think sometimes, you know, it's really about taking a canvas, taking a season of your life, taking where you are right now and going, I'm just going to start and I want to, not experiment, but I want to learn the art of being led by you, you know? And that means, no, don't give me answers to the questions I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Give me answers to the questions I will be asking.
Mm.
Give me answers to the questions I need to be asking. Show me things I need to know. Because if we think that learning is not an art, then it's not really learning, I think. It's just, that's just finding answers to things you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's more... maybe for me, it's learning is discovery versus, I guess maybe just knowing,
just knowledge,
knowledge, or
knowledge versus wisdom, like that whole
You know. Yeah. And the thing is with life is unfortunately not led by a handbook.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an art to it. Life is art.
Mm.
You know, the life that you're living is one of a kind.
Yep.
No one's written a thing about it. Like there is no, and here it is.
Yeah.
You know, people have also said before, like, oh, you know, the Bible is, you know, I think I've mentioned this before the podcast. It's BIBLE,
yeah.
Right? The yeah. Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth.
Yeah.
It's like it's a guidebook. It's a manual for life. If it is a terrible one, like as in it's the IKEA instructions, because a what?
Yeah.
No, it's more than that. It's art. It's story. It's again, putting yourself in a place where you go, God, I just want to be I want to learn to be led. Not just willing to be led. I want to learn. Mm. So what is it for us that we need to know? What is it that we need to learn to know what we've forgotten, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that we need to know that we think we already know? So,
cool, man. I love it.
Love it.
It's a different perspective. I like it. I like it. I like it.
Awesome.
I'm gonna go paint and throw some paint on a canvas and just see where it takes me.
See where it goes. I'm just gonna
paint the baby.
Do not paint your baby. Do not paint your baby.
Okay.
Do not do that. If you're going to, mm-hmm. let Lindy know.
Okay.
And definitely story it because I want to see what happens.
Sounds good.
All right, guys. Well, right. Hey, hope this was just food for thought,
yeah.
In a sense. Yeah, please share, subscribe, all that good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Spotify, iTunes, Instagram, like all our stuff, comment on all our stuff, blow it up.
All right.
Talk to you guys soon.